This lady is maybe listening to the Joe and Alex show because she has been fired. A TV reporter was caught on camera just going on a giant tirade against a cop. She was looked like she was at a comedy club for like a show, and she got kicked out for being disruptive. And this video, we're going to play some audio in a second, is her outside the club, and it's gone viral. She goes after this cop, and the cop at first isn't even trying to arrest her. He's just trying to like, look, you got to leave the place, like leave the premises. So here's one of the clips from this woman just going crazy.
You guys are
okay.
That on tape, you're suckers. I'll take my $70 and I'll swallow that you guys are suckers. Okay, I do not do. I stood there and laughed in the rest of the audience like I should.
Do you believe her so far?
No.
Do you believe she was there watching the show, spending her $70,
calm,
and totally like a good person? All right, it continues.
Yeah, I just want you to take her.
So this is like her boyfriend saying like, hey, officer, thanks for being so patient with her. And the cop wants him just to take her out of here.
Yeah, I just want you to take her.
Or what? Okay. Or what, motherfucker?
Like, seriously, like, why are you that angry? Like, they kicked you out and he's just asking you to leave.
Like my...
Would you, oh my, MYK.
I can't believe she's not arrested.
Would you
point.
Date a girl like that that just like talk that foul in public on the street?
Yes.
Piece of
that's
why nobody likes
please.
Because they all.
That's okay, ma'am. I don't worry about
idiots
that.
Idiots in this town.
I cannot believe she's not arrested yet because I saw something like this go down literally a couple weeks ago at a party during the Indy 500 downtown, and a girl was acting not even close to that bad, and she was immediately handcuffed, and he said, I'm taking you to jail.
I am spit on you, mother f***ing.
Oh, she tried to spit on me. She just couldn't pull it off.
So there, if you couldn't really like hear it in there, but like this chick tried to spit on a guy, or at least fake, she went like, like she's about to hock a loogie on him or something. You spit on me. I don't care if you're a woman. You spit on me, I'll punch you in the face. No, that's the most disrespectful thing you could do to somebody. You could have diseases. You could do anything. If you spit on somebody, I'm sorry.
I mean, it is disgusting and awful. But, like, I can't believe, number one, the cop is being so patient and calm. I mean, kudos to him. But she is the worst.
All right, well, this is where she really lets it all go. This is the biggest one right here.
Piece of scum.
So he's finally had it. He's putting her in handcuffs. He's like, okay, she's lost her chance.
You just tried to spit on him.
Video, any videotape.
You just tried to spit on him.
Thanks, Will.
I just tried. Can I put my shoe on? What's that called?
It's assault. One more
person. Assault? What's it called? Assault? Show me videotape. You can't. That's why everybody hates you guys. Because you can't prove it. You piece of yes, I have ID on me. I'm not like you. That just gets a badge because I earned it.
Saying, oh, you just got your badge. Look at you.
Yeah, she said, because you earned it. Like, what? That's supposed to be an insult?
Honestly, I think he should get a badge just for dealing with her. Now, she has something to say about this. She was charged with resisting arrest, criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct.
She's a news anchor.
Yeah, the now fired TV reporter took to her Facebook and said that she only had one drink and might have been drugged. After that, she's deleted all of her social media, but she said in an interview, I feel awful. That's not how I am. That's not how I speak. That's not how I talk. That's not how I was raised. I had to delete all my social media because I was getting threats. I want to apologize to the officer. I don't remember the whole altercation at all. I remember feeling attacked. I would never talk like that, though. It was like watching a whole different me. Now, hearing the audio there, she's definitely like rude and like saying stuff, but to me, she sounds sober. She doesn't sound like...
She doesn't sound sober to me at all. I can tell she is messed up, but as far as her saying I was drugged, she sounds drunk to me.
She sounds drunk to you. See, to me, she sounds annoying, but she doesn't seem like drunk enough. She doesn't seem that drunk to go like that on a cop. Because I'd be like, yes, stupid cop, I'd get your badge anyway.
I think she sounds completely blitzed.
You gonna taser me?
She sounds completely blitzed. She's gone. I think that her saying I was drugged was an excuse. I think she's trying to save herself.
I mean, working in TV and radio too, but TV especially. Like if Alex or I pulled that crap this weekend, we'd be out of here. Some people are like, I wish that would happen. But for real, like, we wouldn't have jobs anymore. You know that, right? like we did something like that caught on tape.
Yeah, for sure.
We probably would never. I don't think we'd ever get to work for a long time. And this woman right here, only thing I feel remotely bad for, because I really don't, because I really have way more respect for cops than what she was doing, is that, God, if something did happen to her, if she was like drugged or something, which I don't believe that, but she's not going to get a job, right? Who's going to hire her?
No one. Now, I mean, remember that one, who was it, that news anchor that was way more famous than she is? I mean, that girl's not famous except now.
You talking about the chick in Alaska with the pot?
No, it was, she was a blonde TV reporter. I want to say it was for ESPN or something. It was something sports related.
Yeah,
and she went off on a parking attendant.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And that was caught on video, and she lost. She totally lost her job.
By the way, my downfall will be, if I ever do get in trouble, it'll be at like a parking attendant because parking's so damn expensive. I'm like, I'm not paying $25. Don't you know who I am?
See Joe yelling at the little parking meters.
That's how I'll get in trouble. What do you guys think, though? Do you think she should actually like be given a second chance? Because, I mean, we've all been drunk before. I mean, are you different when you're drunk? Like, is it Alex I'm talking to now? Like, can you turn into like a really mean drunk?
I'm the same. I'm the same, except I'm a little bit like... a little louder, a little bit more, like I'll dance on the table, saying, but I'm not like angry or belligerent like that.
It's because you drink all those sweet fruity drinks. You have like a real drink, like a dark rum or something like that, and you or like some vodka. You might get all crazy up in here. I'm like, hey, what do you think? Should she like get a break? Is she done?
Give her another chance. Everyone has had a bad day once in a while, right?
That's what I'm torn with. Like, I think what she said to the cop was horrible. And I feel like cops get all this crap for all they do, and every day they're putting their life on the line. But this girl, I mean, she's not going to work. I don't think she's going to get a job in her line of work anymore. She'll work somewhere, but not in TV. She won't be a reporter.
Yeah, somewhere like radio or Radio Now 100.9.
Yeah, that's how we all got here. 317-239-1009. Do you think this lady should get like a second chance? I mean, we all just been embarrassingly like drunk like that before? Or it's like, no, she should be unemployed for like forever for what she did.